Welcome back. You're with the news at one. There are now around 80 tents pitched along the Grand Canal Bank in Dublin. The number has been rising since tents were moved from around the International Protection Office on Mount Street last week. Taoiseach Simon Harris told the Dáil last week that what he called makeshift shanty towns would not be allowed to develop again. Around 1,700 men who are looking for asylum here have nowhere to live. Ivana Bacic is the Labour Party leader. She's at the Grand Canal in Dublin today. She's also a local TD for the area. Ivana Bacic, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Gavin. Thank you for inviting me on the programme.
Where should these men be today, in your view?
Well, first of all, this is clearly an inhumane and unsustainable situation. I do want to commend local residents and volunteers who've provided compassionate supports to those who are forced to sleep in tents, who've no option but to sleep in tents. But where they clearly should be, in answer to your question, is in state-provided alternative accommodation. And I must say, I did welcome last week the government's provision of alternative accommodation to those men who were sleeping then in tents on Mount Street. But unfortunately, it was hugely disappointing that the government had no longer-term plan in place to provide the capacity that is needed by way of accommodation. And so now I'll be calling this week, and indeed have called over the weekend, upon the Taoiseach to take control of this issue and to ensure that there is a longer term plan for sustainable accommodation to be put in place. Nobody should be sleeping in tents on the canal or indeed on public streets, particularly not, Gavin, when there are state owned sites available within a very short distance in Bagot Street Hospital, just a stone's throw from Mount Street Bridge. Indeed, there are barracks around the country and in Dublin, which could be pressed into service. What we've seen is a lack of support from other government departments, a lack of willingness to offer other state-owned sites to the Department of Integration. And the Taoiseach does need now to show leadership on this.
In the short term, if you were Housing or Integration Minister today, where would you send them?
Well, as we have said for a long time now, this requires a whole-of-government approach. It requires leadership from the Taoiseach. And
yes, and you've made that point. But if you're Housing or Integration Minister today, where would you send these men?
Well, I would be acting now, and indeed I would have acted a lot more quickly, on the expert report the government themselves commissioned by Catherine Day and others back in 2023, which recommended the opening of 6 state-owned and run reception and integration centres around the country.
You know that. Where would you send them today?
Well, where I would send them today, as I said, is I would be repurposing state-owned facilities in the immediate vicinity, like Bagot Street Hospital. And Councillor Dermot Lacey and I have been calling now for some time, some months now, on the government to make that premises fit for purpose and make it suitable for accommodation, those who need accommodation. Indeed, there are other sites too, Gavin, in the immediate vicinity that could be used. Jury's Hotel in Ballsbridge could be taken over and reused. So we are looking for the government to take leadership on this. What we have not seen is any sense of who's in control or who's in charge on this issue. And it's simply a failure of government policy to see people forced to sleep in tents in any public streets, on any canal or in any public place that's so unsuitable for those people and that's so inhumane anywhere in the country. We need to see government taking charge on this.
Should the tents be removed?
We want to see people offered alternative accommodation, for sure. It's not sustainable for people to continue sleeping in tents anywhere in the country in this sort of way. It's unsafe.
Yes.
There's huge security concerns and there's huge concerns around sanitation too. So absolutely, alternative accommodation should
be
provided.
But if accommodation isn't found, Ivana Bacic, and accommodation hasn't been found as yet, in the short term, if accommodation isn't found, should people just be let pitch a tent wherever they want?
Well, accommodation must be found, Gavin. And indeed, we've been assured by the government that it will be found.
But the number of tents along the canal in your constituency is growing. Should people be continued to allow pitch a tent wherever they want?
As I've said, people should be offered alternative accommodation. The state has a duty to people who come here seeking refuge to offer them shelter. The High Court has ruled on it. We have that obligation in international law. It's simply unsustainable to continue to see the government simply failing to take control of this. Of course, there are sites available. As I say, we in Labour have put forward constructive alternative proposals to government. Indeed, we've called for a former minister. Let's see the Taoiseach ask a senior former government minister, somebody who's now in government backbenches. Let's see them appointed to take control of this. There's this sense that nobody's in charge, Gavin, and that's what's deeply frustrating for everyone concerned, but particularly for those who have no option now but who are sleeping in tents along the canals or indeed on roadsides.
Okay.
That's not appropriate anywhere in the country.
Ivana Bacic, Labour Party leader, thank you for speaking to us from the Grand Canal in Dublin.